Welcome back, everybody. Requesting our next song, we have Steve from Louisiana. Steve writes, "Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves." Well, Steve, straight from one of the most disappointing years of all time, Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on... I don't remember how to do this. Botched?
It's been like... I should probably turn my phone on silent, huh?
Oh, you're going to ask me what happened?
I mean, Dennis, you recap.
We're going after the gun. We're going after the gun.
Oh, man, yeah, we need you to do it.
It's all off. Hold on.
Get him to the gun. Didn't like we go through. We were riding through the dunes, and then my bird character died.
That was almost two months ago.
Yeah, that's a while back.
Forever ago.
To be fair, the last time we played was almost 2 months ago too. So
right?
It's fine.
Previously on Botch.
Dale Hoyt made some friends.
Woo.
The group made friends with some other rando, went to a town, everybody went crazy. Dale Hoyt Jr. also went crazy.
Nah.
Yes, you did. They just set you on the rest of the townsfolk who also went crazy, while the rest of the group narrowly avoided danger, killed the changeling, got the cult, and then rode off as the town was overrun by demonic entities.
Wait, y'all believe in changelings?
Our last episode was with N64 Josh. That was like fucking months ago.
Yes.
I have no memory of this
Was
place.
He the changeling?
No.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, he did play the changeling for a while.
All right.
He played the changeling for one episode, and then he played the person the changeling was impersonating in the next episode.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 49th episode of our 7th season. Thanks for tuning in again. We are going to start right where we left off last time, as the group has narrowly avoided a wave of monstrosities in the city of Sergio. You guys were riding west along the train tracks, as behind you, you see just a wave of these monsters, both normal human size, smaller size, pretty large sized, and they're just like coming up and over. Stagecoaches of people that aren't crazy, which aren't too many of them, trying to ride away. Looks like Smiling Tom and some of his forces are shooting at the demonic entities, trying to hold them at bay, but it's a losing effort at some point. But yeah, so you guys are riding west, and you do have the cult. Who has the cult, by the way?
I mean, we got the gun? Probably
I believe
one of you did. Somebody responsible.
N64 Josh, got it.
I believe I have it.
Now, y'all. I have it.
Oh, no, we gave it to Felita because she can actually use it.
I have it.
Okay.
These crazy people, are they like rage zombies or are they like...
The crazy people?
Yeah, you said they're people all crazy in the
stagecoach,
and I was crazy for a minute, but now I'm good. So
the gold in that city drives you crazy.
Right, I remember that, but like, were they crazy like rage monsters, or were they crazy like...
Rage monsters.
Kind of like Ghosts of Mars
you
kind of situation?
It. It's fine. You're fine.
Y'all, oh, yeah. Y'all ever seen Ghosts of Mars? They were just...
I try not to remember Ghosts of Mars.
That's a great movie.
Agreed to disagree.
Have you seen Double Dragon?
If it's got JCVD in it, yes, I have.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I assumed it would.
You're somehow mixing that up with Street Fighter.
He's in a lot of things.
He plays American Soldier Guile.
Did you guys know that Jean-Claude Van Damme was the original Predator in the movie Predator? But they
I thought it was Kevin Spacey.
Because he
kept
doing kicks.
Yeah, back when the Predator was a bug.
He kept trying to do fucking kicks, and they were like, JCVD, you got ADHD, you got to stop kicking, and he wouldn't, so they recast him on the movie The Predator.
It was weird when The Predator kept doing those splits and like kept cracking walnuts with his ass cheeks. It was weird.
Anyway.
I mean, weird but hot, so.
It was cool to see
he's a hot man.
It's between two trees, though.
Mm-hmm. But it was conflicting audiences.
Over here.
And they were trying to go for a one tone, not two tones, so. Tommy Two Tones. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Riding away from these demons.
Yeah, you guys are riding away.
On our way to Sergio.
Roll me a perception check. What do you mean on your way to Sergio?
Away from Sergio, sorry.
He's still got crazy brain.
He does have crazy brain.
I got the crazy
brain. Parallel
to
Sergio.
17.
That's going to be...
Dirty 20.
9.
I got me a 21.
Okay.
Is that perception?
Yes.
Yeah, sweet.
What did Gizzard get?
17.
Okay.
I'm reading.
Everybody but Clancy, you could see that the wave of, like, demonic entities wasn't just going at certain... Like, it's not just, like, a mass in one straight line going towards Sergio. It seems like it's just equally going in all directions. It's not that close to you guys. They're not moving quite that fast. You guys are on horses, so you're moving much quicker than they are.
So it's like moving out in a sphere or like a circle?
Yes. So imagine if like you like water was basically just like rippling, expanding on a surface. Like it's just going out in all directions equally.
Hmm. That seems bad.
Yeah.
And
emanating from, you know, Sky Baby.
Yeah, that Skunk so baby. That was my question. If we were to look back, we could see it happening from the baby.
You can't see the baby from
the big
here.
Monster baby?
The baby is... I mean, you might be able to see... With a 21, you can kind of see, like, a little teeny tiny shape of it. It's hundreds of miles away, so... It's quite a far bit away.
So, would that be, like, a far distance
might be able
shot
to see it with his
Colt?
Stone eyes, but that's about it. What'd you say?
Minus 6 to hit it with the Colt from here?
I would give you disadvantage minus 20 to hit it with the Colt from here.
So, 1 in 20 chance of hitting. Got it.
No.
Well, if you're rolling that 20, you're going to hit it.
Sure, if you... Well, maybe.
That's what you just said.
Maybe.
You might as well try it.
You only have 3 bullets. So,
oh, well, with my regular gun.
And you can't reload it.
I don't have the Colt.
Okay.
Just fire in the distance.
I got him. I'm pretty sure I got him, guys.
I think I lined
it
up.
Hit that Sky Baby from here.
Yeah.
Napoleon.
Wait, what? Did you guys watch... League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, we did.
What do they do to hit the shots from long range? What's
rifle.
Their technique?
It was a rifle.
Yeah, but there's like some kind of breathing or something.
Yeah, but it wasn't like hundreds of miles.
I bet it would be.
Yeah, the technique is do it good.
Yeah.
Do it good. All right.
Be better.
What are we doing?
I've been asking that question.
We've been riding away this whole time. Are we making any progress?
I mean, you're just riding west, yeah. They're not going directly towards you. They're going in all directions, so you are making distance on them.
Y'all plus got a map or nothing?
Horses.
I haven't been here for a while. Sorry.
We will go into the west and diminish.
Like over the water?
Yeah.
We'll hop on the last
you
ship. You've
got to scale mountain first, but yeah.
West world.
Okay. Good talk. But yeah.
How do y'all feel about finding one of them caverns and... taking one of those weird spirally thingies, trying to get back to the Sky Baby.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about.
I mean, there was that really weird, scary, hot death thing that did almost kill us, but...
Yeah, y'all but talking we about had drugs? To destroy the Tesseract to make that happen. I don't think we can do that twice.
Damn.
What?
Are you suggesting we go back to hell? Is that what you're saying?
It seems like a really fast way to get back to the Sky Baby.
I think all my friends will be there.
Fleeta, roll a history check.
Oh, God.
Well, it seems like there's going to be some sort
history?
Of knowledge. And you can't go back.
Or intelligence.
You can't go back to hell. No, I ain't never going back.
17.
Every major city has some sort of way. You don't know exactly, but there is some way to get into that underground death city, which I assume is what you're talking about. However, you do recall that between where Unforgiven is and where Yuma is, you collapse the entire tunnel so that way death wouldn't get after you. So even if you did go to, like, Morricone, go down into whatchamacallit, you'd have to dig a hole through that tunnel, avoid the death monster. To get to the section where Yuma was, where Skunt Baby is.
Y'all know anybody who can fly? That'd be useful if we were going to go over all these demons.
I think only one of us.
We did, but, Eagle Nazis recovered his body.
Well, I don't want them. I don't want nothing to do with no Nazis.
Well, no.
I mean...
None of us do.
I can fly, but that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason the Eagles didn't take the ring to Mordor.
Captain Gizzard, you can fly.
I've been known to fly every so
what?
Often.
You what?
Have you not seen him fly?
You've seen me do it. I've done
I've
it in front of
fly.
You.
Do you, ha- you have to do me. It? You have to do like the song. I'm flying.
I mean,
from Peter Pan or no?
I can fly, I can fly. I mean, I can fly. But
right up there?
Or the Frank Sinatra.
I don't like to go to the moon, per se, but...
He just wants to fly.
I'm not going to do it now, because I'm not trying to show off or anything, but...
It's like that Jeff Goldblum movie, I Believe I'm a Fly.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I think about it every night and day.
That's not enough legs.
Well, I counted the two arms on the clock as legs.
Legs. Okay.
Oh, the clock. I see.
The hands.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You got little hands. Oh, God.
Okay. What are we doing?
We're trying to... So my idea is maybe we fly back to where you was talking about if we wanted to get there or... Because we was told by Felita, with her memory that she had, that we can't get back because we'd have to dig. And digging's hard work.
Intelligence check.
For me?
Everybody.
13.
19.
8. And
20.
Okay, Felita's dumb. Everyone else thinks, I guess we have a map. We'll look at that. And you realize that there's a whole big giant body of water that goes all the way around the west and over to where Yuma is. You just have to figure out a way to scale the very difficult to scale mountain range. And then if you could figure out, a way to get a boat or something, I guess you could go around.
I think I can get me a boat.
Or you could figure out a way to fly.
I can fly as well.
We assume that we figured that out, and now we are on a ship on the ocean.
There's a lot of steps in between there.
Scale the mountain range. You have passage.
Yeah, the mountain range is historically very difficult to get over, as the outside countries have tried numerous times to get into the West for their resources and have been repelled or have failed every single time.
Luckily, it's only been historically difficult, and recent technological advances have allowed us to make transport over the mountains very easy. We just go there, we go to the help desk, and they help us through the mountains.
Sure,
a quick, convenient rail that we can get a long rest on.
Mm-hmm. Call the help desk.
Yes. Ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ring. Yes, mountain phone.
This is banana phone.
Hey, y'all, we need a Sherpa. Y'all got a Sherpa?
We do sell shirts, bruh.
We need to get over the mountains, help desk.
I'm just a voice in your head.
Oh, no.
You're in the desert. You haven't drank water in a little while.
I'm thirsty.
Me too.
Do you think if I took
good
this
thing I'm a tortoise.
Spell Dominate Beast, I'd be able to have sex with my ex-wife?
Anything at all.
I get all my moisture
a four-pack
of mad
food.
Sure. So, yeah. So, you guys continue to ride west as the horde of monstrosities continues to just expand outward slowly.
Towards the mountain we're going.
I mean, it's going in every direction.
Yeah, but we're going towards the mountain.
Yeah. Technically, you have mountains directly to your right.
How tall are they? A couple...
I mean...
A couple football fields?
Yeah, like 600, yeah.
Tall?
Can we, stand on each other's shoulders?
No,
are we talking Blue Ridge, or are we talking Rocky?
Rockies.
Okay, no matter what, we're good.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, if we cannot go over the mountain, let us go under.
Let's go under it.
Another perception check. I mean, yeah, I guess you could dig a hole.
Well, there ain't no fucking...
Seven.
You know dwarves in this land?
19. 23.
There were, in
16.
Fact.
23.
There were dwarves.
A small town that doesn't
just
like
the
you
one,
guys.
Just the one. They don't like those guys. They don't know
That's
Dale.
That's right. They don't know Dale.
They like me just fine.
You guys see those other than Clancy. See behind you that Smiling Tom is riding with a few of his riders. Following you guys and shooting as many of the demonic entities as they can. Felita, you feel a little tingle down under in your pocket region.
Nice. I shift a little. So wait, never mind. I pull out my die.
The dots on it are glowing, and your die looks like it's almost cracked a bit, and it's just shaking.
Oh, fuck.
Like, says, wildly.
Punch Dale in the taint.
Like, wildly shaking.
All right. I mean, I'm going to let it do what it wants to do. I'm going to roll it.
You roll it, and without even having to figure out, you know, what crazy thing you have to do, the die explodes, and this beam of light shoots backwards, and you just hear this, like, creepy laughter of wonder as the beam of light goes backwards and hits Smiling Tom in the chest. And you know, somehow, subconsciously, that Smiling Tom and where the dice that exploded was, you have almost like, it's like a small, smooth stone that you feel like you have some sort of connection to. And Smiling Tom has now become your...
Frowning Tom.
Basically a walking, talking Wand of Wonder on steroids that you have control over. So if you were to activate said Smiling Tom of Wonder, you can do so, and it's a D100 of effects.
It seems dangerous. Maybe we shouldn't.
So if you want to try it out, you're more than welcome to.
Fucking mission accomplished, boys. Let's go home.
We're just going to roll a 16 and we're getting fucking butterflies. I've done this before.
Yeah,
is that,
well,
is that
like
the butterfly number?
It's on steroids.
I think it was... Yeah, 16 sounds right.
Really, really strong butterflies.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
hey,
gem.
Felita reaches
out... No, actually,
out.
16 is not in this instance.
Okay, shit.
Felita reaches out super, super, like, just in awe and, mm-hmm. and grabs the stone mm-hmm. And is like, boys, I don't know what's about to happen, but...
I got to
it's been
suggest.
Fun.
Let's go.
Reach out and wand Tom. Bow,
bow. Okay. Bow,
bow. I got a 68.
68?
Wow.
Yeah, it's so close.
So close.
So close. Right
there. If you rolled 69, you'd have turned into a dick butt.
And dick slapped every of the demons away.
Each like of the, you, all okay. of a sudden, like, you see Tom goes through some sort of discomfort and is like, his eyes roll back into his head and he, like, shudders violently a little bit, like he's a little constipated.
It's
and then
his
all of a
first
sudden,
time putting a plug in.
And all of a sudden, little tiny familiars pop up on each of your shoulder. And now each of you has a permanent familiar.
Whoa.
Captain Gizzard is a tiny lizard. Dale Hoyt Jr.'s is a small monkey. Clancy Scuttlebottom's is a spider. A large yes. tarantula. And Felita Sageborn's is a tiny kitty cat.
I just have like a huge
but with
spider
like a dragon
on my back.
Head.
Everybody
it's
else
like
got a small one. What's
shell?
The deal? Yeah, it's just, oh my God. I've
I'm
going to
hit your brains.
And it's just petting the back of your neck with one of its furry, furry legs.
That's itchy. Yeah. Your fibers are itchy.
Can it understand our...
Each of you are telepathically linked to your familiar.
Okay.
They can't do anything like crazy, but it's like an extension of you a bit.
Hey, Spider, what's your name? Oh, I won't be pronouncing that. I'm going to call you Spider.
Hey, monkey. How far can you throw your shit?
And all of a sudden, it just takes a dump in its hand and throws it. Roll me a d20.
Clancy. I got a 16.
You can throw that shit pretty far.
Oh, goddamn.
It's got some good distance to it.
High five my other hand, though, okay. Monkey.
He does with his clean hand.
Good monkey.
Yep.
I'm going to take the, you said it was a lizard.
Yes. It's like an iguana.
Okay,
Iguana.
Iguana.
A tiny Godzilla.
I eat it.
I mean, you can.
I do.
Okay, you do. You eat it.
I take it into my hand.
It allows it.
And bite its head off.
Yeah, it's dead.
Oh. It screams in your head.
It screams.
You just hear Godzilla scream for the rest of your life.
In your throat as you chomp it to death.
That's fine.
It's dead, yeah.
I don't want it.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to need those.
The bird sketching, had, like, its
quick
eyes...
Draw feel, yeah,
quick draw macaw is just like, that could be me at any moment.
No, that's the thing. I didn't need another pet when I already have a perfect one with me.
Quick draw, like, scooches just a little bit to the side on your shoulder. Like, I feel uncomfortable. But yeah.
There can be only one, you see.
Quick draw was fine.
And I just give him a, you know.
This could be you.
So brow look.
Quick draw, like, sketches the logo for Full Metal Jacket for some reason.
What does Ratholomew think of this new kitten?
Ooh. Well, so your cat has like a thin sort of like a Chinese dragon head. So it's a little weird.
Cool.
The Ratholomew's fine with it. So it's like, doesn't seem to have any problem with it. And the cat dragon thing is just like, meh, whatever.
Nice.
They seem to be cool with each other.
I'm going to eat that.
Y'all are
going
to be siblings. I love you both. And I give them scritches.
Okay. Yeah, he emits little teeny tiny smoke rings when you give him the scritches.
Don't get too attached to that kitty cat.
I'm going
to
have a bandolier of pets.
If you just keep rolling 68, I guess. More pets for... Gizzard will never run out of food.
It's true.
Just keep on...
But just like Alf, I'm going to eat that cat. You'll see.
So like,
no, you're not.
Yes,
I'll shoot you right in your fucking head.
That's fine.
How do we get these things? Is this something you can do like multiple times or just the one time?
And
Tom
I don't
looks
know.
Like he is visual, like he looks physically ill a bit. But Felita, you know you can use this as many times as you want. Like it doesn't seem to have any actual physical defect, like doesn't actually like do damage to Tom. It just makes him feel like shit every time you do it.
That's funny. Like a hangover button.
Yeah, but like... Everywhere.
Felita looks at Tom and smiles and is like, yeah, that doesn't feel real good, does it, buddy? And rolls again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. If I have two spiders on my back, I'm going to freak out.
That's all right, Joe.
Two spiders having sex
your
on your tortoise
grows
shell.
Grows a spider.
Making thousands of baby spiders that are going to live in your brain.
Oh, they put their egg sac in my shell.
This could be
I got 36.
36. Okay. Roll me... A D6, and then a D4.
For the D6, I got a 4. For the D4, I got a 1.
Okay. So you summon... He basically, like, right around where Tom is, he summons a large monstrosity made of, like, loose parts of other creatures. Like, some of it looks like a dragon, some of it looks like a golem, some of it looks like... rattlesnake, some of it looks like a turtle. Like, it just looks like a hodgepodge of
Dragalarurtle.
And it just starts going apeshit and murders some of Tom's men, because it summons it, like, right next to him. It does not seem to pay any attention to Tom whatsoever, but starts just ripping apart Tom's men. They scream. Some of them run in the opposite direction while Tom can't help himself. He continues to follow you guys.
So, like, it's got a big turtle shell with a rattlesnake tail coming out of it and a dragon face?
Yeah, I would say it has a dragon head. One of the arms looks like a flesh golem.
That's pretty cool.
It has, like, a turtle shell on its back. It's got,
it's
like,
made
a
out
furry
of flesh.
Chest. Yeah, it's all fucking weird.
Awesome.
How y'all feel about riding on with this thing behind us?
Yes, please. I love games.
This thing does not appear to be friendly towards anything other than ambivalent towards Tom. You would guess if you were near this thing, it would try to kill you.
How far away is Tom?
At this point, he's like 50 feet behind you, but he can't seem to get any further away. In fact, he wants to get closer, but...
He cannot.
I mean, he can, if you wanted to.
If we stop riding. But there's that flesh monster, so...
The flesh monster's not moving terribly fast, because it's a hodgepodge of parts, so it's just tromping around. So, yeah, so it just... You guys on horseback ride much faster than this thing moves.
How close to the mountains are we getting?
They're on your right, so, I mean, if you just turn immediately right, like, not even half a mile before you start up the slopes.
Nice. Maybe eventually we'll get something that makes it easy to cross mountains.
It's possible.
Yeah, but maybe let's get away from this flesh bean first.
Yeah, right on.
Watch out for the flesh bean.
All hail the new flesh.
Careful on the right-hand turns, y'all.
I know I avoid flesh beans whenever possible.
I don't. I chew on them.
Them head on.
Flesh beans are sexual creatures, too. You can't just, like, not talk to them.
Sure you can.
All right.
Roll that.
What are you doing?
Die.
The montage until we get to the mountains.
Okay. So, yeah, literally like 5 minutes later, you guys hit the slope of the mountain, and it's a pretty steep incline. You don't see any immediate paths up through the mountain path. There's no good way up through the mountains. They're kind of impassable for a reason, but
good thing our horses are magical devil horses. We just go anyway.
They don't ride up walls. They still operate off of
physics.
Are
they fucking skittish? What's the deal?
I mean, physics, like, they can't ride up a straight, like, a 90-degree incline.
I thought they were demonic.
They're not demonic.
They were raised by the devil.
Yeah, they were raised by the devil. And they have special little, like, flamey things for embellishment.
You confused me because you said slope when what you meant was cliff face.
Well, it's a slope for now, but eventually it will be a cliff face.
We don't use that word anymore, Steve.
Yeah.
Stay away from Cliff Face.
Hey. What, Face?
Whoa. That guy's crazy.
Cliff was last season. You can't talk about him.
It's true.
Cliff.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you could start up the fairly steep slope for now. It won't be a fast ride, but you guys can start up it.
Slow ride.
Eventually, it'll get too hard for
you. I'm
going to
put...
drinking cheese sauce.
I got, like, Python shoes for my... My moose?
No.
I'm just gonna
even high low. Nope. Nothing.
Yeah, my dire coyote's got claws, so he climbs real good.
Man, if only
yeah.
He who is dead was here, it's a fucking lizard who could scale things.
Uh-huh. I mean, could I cast fly on my dire moose?
Technically?
That's a good idea.
My spider can climb walls.
It's a spider.
Yeah. That little baby tarantula can, yeah.
Baby? You said it was big.
Well, yeah, because you're a baby turtle, so baby turtle.
I'm a fully grown adult turtle.
He's a big boy now.
I use pull-ups and everything.
They've got superheroes on them.
Nobody's got to change my diapies.
Mm-hmm.
You change color when you pee.
Dipe up,
baby. That's one of my favorite things.
It's season 3. We're going to leave that joke.
Sure. So as you guys ride up the slope and figure out what the fuck you guys are doing with pythons and flying and flyoties and spiders and shit, we're going to take a break.
We're going to dipe up
and we're going to dipe up these goddamn pets. Shit. Put your diapers on your pets and put down the pee pads.
My moose is drunk as fuck. He's going to shit himself. I got to dipe him up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, you may be asking yourselves, Dennis, what do I get over at patreon.com/botchpodcast? Well, aside from the amazing Discord with all of our amazing fans, or even the art that you get every so often, as long as we can get the artists to actually make the art, or the playing with us every other week on one of the highest possible tiers, or maybe even just getting the title of God King that we read at the end of every episode. But no, the main thing that you ought to be worried about are the bi-weekly episodes that we release just for patrons. This month is no exception, and for a first on Botched, Jenna DMs something for us. Now, she has DM'd many times at DragonCon, but she's never actually DM'd anything for Botched. So this changes this month. She, in fact, DM'd an amazing episode where we all play animatronics in a Disney World-esque style adventure. So I highly recommend everybody go check those out. And here's a little taste.
What does it look like when this kid dies?
Well, as I'm berating them for being a naughty little bitch, she starts crying real hard, and the words just, you can tell, break her emotionally as she has a flashback to, like, her grandpappy telling her she was going to grow up to be nothing and she's always going to be a wasteful piece of shit that would just be a burden on society. And then she snaps back to me, laughing right in her stupid little face as her heart just stops. Why? Because she died from a broken heart, but also knowing that her grandpappy's goddamn premonition came true as this 6'5" goddamn possum towers above her, pointing his pointy little claw down at her. You're gonna die alone because I'm about to leave. And I turn away and my possum tail hits her right in the face.
And also she bleeds out from the rapier wound in her stomach because she's a small child, Phil.
I mean, yeah, that happened as well.
Yeah. It gets kind of dark at times, but it's about as ridiculous as you would imagine Botched getting. So definitely head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast and check it out right now. And we love all of you for your support. Thank you so much. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with a drunk moose. He made the mountainside slick with diarrhea.
I mean, eat good.
Yeah, you just feed him.
He's like diarrhea, stronger than regular poop.
Yeah, it's diarrhea. Yeah,
it's diarrhea, yes.
Goddamn diarrhea. Rotten clementines.
Rotten clementines is real slick.
They gave it to you as gifts and then you sit there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I buy them every 3 weeks thinking I'm going to cut into them. But
they're on sale. Great.
Never do. It's like, you know, oh, look, it's been 2 weeks. Better throw that bag of salad away and get a new one so I can throw that away in 2 weeks.
That's why I buy
them. I mean, no problem. Just like, you make that clementine bread.
So, voice in head, yes. While we're ascending the slope, I'm going to use my far-off sea stones with my big boy no-pee pants, Garanimals.
Okay.
And I'm going to scan the area for paths that may or may not be apparent.
It hit me harder than it should have.
Roll me a perception check. It might be a little strong.
Dirty 20.
It looks like... if you continue up this slope, even though it's going to get very steep to the point where your animals aren't going to be able to run anymore, they're just going to be walking, there does look like there's a slight opening, which may be some kind, not even necessarily a pass, but just like enough of a gap for you to be able to move through the mountains. Whether it's natural or man-made, you're not sure, but it looks like there may be something up even further on the mountain.
I see...
And Tom is now, like, 10, 20 feet behind you.
With the flesh being?
No, that thing, that's pretty far behind. Actually, it just disappears after a while. It blows up like a balloon and then... Shit. Some skin.
Well, maybe the Tom wand will give us some good stuff.
It could.
He says, Dale says as he nudges...
100 effects. They're all good, I'm sure.
Eh?
Nothing bad could possibly happen.
Well, I relate to the party the path that we need to be taking in order to make it through.
Okay. You do that.
I'm going to cast fly on me dire moose.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to jump over and grab onto the dire moose.
It looks confused as it suddenly has the ability to fly because it's never been able to do this before.
Yes. Do I have any...
You could say it spazzes out a bit.
That's all right. I've got hold of its reins.
Yeah.
Do I have any of that white substance I normally keep in...
Cocaine?
I mean...
Sorry, cocaine?
That's it, yes.
Do you have any cocaine?
Do I have any left?
Left?
Horse laxative, sir.
You know what? Hello?
Hi.
No, you used it all up. You ran out of jelly beans.
Sorry, Jeffrey. There ain't no more go-fast juice for you.
Freaks out even more.
Horse amphetamines.
Yeah, there's no more horse amphetamines. You've used it all, you addict. Goddamn monster. So yeah, for the rest of you, all of a sudden the dire moose just kind of like takes off and is now in midair freaking out.
Can I jump up and grab it and get on there?
Can I do an animal handling as well to kind of soothe him down?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's a hell beast. I feel like he'd be pretty all right with it.
Apparently he's not from hell. He's adopted.
Yeah. He's hell adjacent. Adjacent.
Animal handling, I got a 10.
He's not very soothed
by you.
I'm screeching at him. Is it not
working? You just screech at him.
Why are you freaking out? Yeah. What's the matter with you? Calm down.
Slap, slap, slap.
I'm hitting him in the ribs.
Yeah.
With a number two pencil.
Yeah. Why isn't he calming down? We don't know. He just is he's not getting more freaked out or less freaked out.
Hey, that thing you're scared of, it's dumb. Have you tried not being scared of it?
Yeah, he's continuing to just be freaked out by the fact that suddenly a non-flying animal can fly. So he's just kind of flailing wildly while still moving upwards up the slope, just off the ground.
What do I see now that I have the elevation?
You don't have much of an elevation.
He's like Charlie and his grandfather in the Chocolate
Factory. You're a foot off the ground.
I got better elevation than everyone else around here.
You don't see anything that Clancy hasn't already told you about.
I don't believe Clancy. Shit. But if that's what I see, that's what I see.
Sure. You guys continue up the slope.
Yep. Unless otherwise stated.
Is it getting cold?
Yes. It's getting pretty chilly, I would say.
Put my parka on.
Is there a fell voice on the wind?
You hear you definitely hear the wind is howling. You don't hear any mewing of cats. There's no fat cats up on this mountain. Those are underground creatures, not mountain creatures.
There's Felina's cat.
It wouldn't make mewing sounds because it's got a dragon head. It would make like...
Oh, what do dragons sound like?
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
Perfect. This is
that's
the
what
perfect
it sounds
cat.
Like.
Dragons are always waking up angry in the morning.
That's right. Start a whole TikTok check on that one.
Sure. Yeah, look it up. See if I'm right. What do dragons sound like?
Benedict Cunningham.
Eventually, you guys do make it to what Clancy has noticed, which is just like an opening. This does appear to be man-made. It does not look like this was made in such a way that people were to scale up where you did to this point, more of like a lookout point. You do see a small area with like, it's not a torch, but it's sort of like a beacon of sorts. So for whatever reason, it doesn't look like this has been used in quite some time, but there's a beacon up here that's like a large rectangular shaped object that you could probably light on fire, and it would probably create a pretty bright spot for some other beacon conceivably.
Why would we do that?
I'm just saying. It's
there. Probably could.
And you notice that this path continues through the mountains.
No, Gondor calls for aid, you son of a bitch.
And it looks like you can't see in a straight line. It just kind of winds around. So you don't know where this path
goes. Hold on, Vosnay. Hold on. We are in the west of the continent, and Rohan was west of Gondor. So it wouldn't be Gondor calls for aid. It would be Rohan calls for aid.
Gondor
built
the beacon
system. Excuse me, I'm not finished. Because the beacon system was made to be used both ways. And only because you just saw when Gondor called for aid in the movies doesn't mean it couldn't go the other way.
Yeah, but the beacons were all manned by Gondor guys, and if we are in the west, Gondor is also in the west, so if we light the fire in the west, then we are in Gondor territory.
Checkmate.
That's not true. There was a beacon literally in the capital city of Rohan.
Yeah, and as there was in Gondor, but Gondor is in the west. Because it's...
Gondor is in the east. It's borders Mordor.
Oh, you might be right.
He is.
So
literally no one cares.
It does border Mordor.
This is why you don't have time to come once a day. But
you got time to memorize the layout of every Gondor.
Shit, you're right. Well, Gondor actually stretches from Mordor to the coast, if you were to check a map.
I came three times.
We don't do maps.
And also the bay, but... No, you're wrong. Rohan's north of Mordor, or of Gondor.
These directions are all over the place. Okay, I don't know where anything is in Lord of the Rings anymore.
Sometimes I'm wrong.
It's gone. It's gone. What are you guys doing?
We're gonna go into that little crevice, the little slit, the mountain slit.
I'm lighting a fire.
Continue riding. It's just wide enough for single file line of you to go. How close are you keeping Smiling Tom to your group?
I think that's up to...
We should probably keep him at least 30 feet away in case he explodes.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do anything unless Felita activates him.
I want to be able to see him, but I don't want him with us.
Okay. He's not saying anything to you. He looks...
He looks a bit like he has like a defeated attitude slash...
You know what I'm going to do as a flying
regret.
Boy? Oh, flying boy.
Sure, you're still only floating like a
flying
foot off the
man.
Ground.
No. You know what?
The moose hasn't figured out lift.
Can I try animal handling one more time?
You could try.
I critically failed.
He turns upside down.
Okay, roll me a strength check.
Like,
Gizzard, roll me a strength check.
I'm on it. Like I'm on a bobsled team from Jamaica. I just automatically turn upside down. It's a critical 20.
Okay, you hang on as this thing just starts... like a gyroscope in place, just spinning in all directions, because it can't figure out where, how to fly. So it just...
And you're, like, pulling on the reins.
And you're
like,
pulling. So it's just... it's in one spot, not moving, just spinning wildly.
Yeah,
and it continues. No matter what you do, it just continues to spin faster and faster to the point where...
It continues its forward progress?
No. It can't figure out how to move forward because now it's spinning, and it's disoriented horribly.
Just starts
and
barking.
Now starts vomiting in all directions.
I'm going to also do a con check.
Yeah,
on that.
You should.
All right, that's a 21.
Somehow, due to your semen experience, you are
dabbled a bit in college.
Exactly. You have a tough tummy. It's an iron stomach. You do not vomit. But you don't even get covered in any vomit because you're moving, you know.
Spinners are quitters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The vomit's flying in all directions too fast. The rest of your group is covered in vomit.
I don't even get, like, a dex save?
I mean, there's nowhere to go.
I try to...
But hold on, but it's single file, right?
Yeah, that's
what I was planning on being the last one through because I wanted to kind of... I was actually going to try to talk to Tom before... Jeffrey went all bananas.
Is that your animal?
Yeah, it's the moose's name is Jeffrey.
Sir Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Sir Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Dyer-Moose.
He's Captain Jeffrey now that he's an astronaut.
Sure. I mean, you could just end the flying on him.
I know I could. I could.
You could,
I could
end
do
the
that.
Suffering of the animal.
I could do that.
Prefer.
But it lasts for an hour, worse. And if I paid for an hour.
Yeah. Father.
See ya. Fine. Captain Gizzard is in the back of the group, and randomly you guys keep getting hit with little splashes of vomit on the back of your necks.
He knows Steve. Not what he does.
But you hear that line just all over the place because of how he's moving.
It's peak botched right there.
So, yeah. What are you guys doing? Just continuing through the pass as he freaks out in one spot?
Following the people in front of me.
Sure. Tom eventually can't move forward because Gizzard's gyromoose is just in the way.
A little hand, you want to help me out a bit, Tommy?
And Tom just, like, puts a finger
Johnny
out.
Johnny Two Dicks.
And, like, just puts his finger on the moose and just pushes forward as he rides on his.
Animal
so
handling.
You guys are spinning and just, like, but he's moving.
Stop!
Are you making it worse? What'd you get? Jesus
well,
Christ.
You can't crit fail saving throw.
Yes, you can't.
I did.
It's a check.
Checks.
Roll me a strike check again. Jesus Christ.
Now that's been building up for a while.
It's a 10.
You fly off the moose as the spinning has gotten more violent. In fact, the moose is a blur of motion at this point. And you would guess it's a screaming, but it's so sped up that it's more like, as it's just a blur of motion. You've been thrown off to the side. You're up on one of the walls. But it's just crazily spinning in one place. And Smiling Tom's like, are you happy? You see what you did to your moose now?
I haven't.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, are you familiar with the Large Hadron Collider? It's kind of like the same concept. This moose is a...
Hadron Collider.
Yeah, well, that's not what I said, but that's fine.
The words I heard.
I mean, that's fine. Everybody hears words. What are you doing?
Well, I was chasing after you guys so I could get the colt, because you guys took it.
You can have my moose.
I don't want that fucking defective moose.
It's not defective.
It just spins in place.
I mean...
You can't even ride it. You fell off.
Well, I mean...
You notice how my steed is on four legs on the ground?
Look, I've got, like, claws.
Okay.
It's hard to grip anything and have a good grip strength.
Have you tried not making it fly and then freaking it out?
This is what it likes to do.
It doesn't look like it likes doing it.
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes...
It looks pretty pissed off. It's confused
and
scared.
It's literally having fun. And I don't want to stop it from having fun.
It says as it spins...
mount attuned with gravity. That's a good one.
Have you thought about, like, I don't know, just ended the spell?
Oh, no, I paid for the hour.
I understand that, but you could just take a nap.
Oh, well, I'm not tired, you see.
I mean, I could knock you out.
I would rather you not do that.
Wait, are we knocking people out now?
I mean, if he wants to get his spells back, he's not sleepy. I could fix
it. How does it feel? I mean, you keep... I see you every so often wincing like you're getting, in the bum and you're not ready for it.
Oh, it feels like someone pulling a pine tree out my urethra.
Okay, yeah, but why?
Well, unbeknownst to me, when I made a certain deal with Felita's god of chaos named Wonder for sure. Immortality, yeah, that sure. This would be the result sure, of yeah. said deal.
Okay.
I figured I would just go off on my way and sow chaos, be on a leash.
So you can just go away.
I can't.
Yeah, but why?
Because I am compelled to stay near Felita for right now.
Are you saying you feel like kind of like a freak on a leash?
Yes.
You have no release?
Definitely not any release, no.
Yeah.
You know a way through the mountains?
You want me to look at it?
I built these paths.
Huh. You built the mountains?
I built the paths. I said the paths. Like, right. I didn't say... Did I say the mountains, Clancy? Or right. did I say the paths?
Let's talk about the word build. All right? Because
do you prefer carve?
Build, yeah. I mean, build typically implies that you're adding something instead of taking it away.
Yeah, it's paved.
I might
He's adding
be,
value.
Yeah.
Yeah. The primary definition of build is to construct something by putting parts or materials together. What you did was excavate these paths.
Man, I can't remember why I killed you. I can't remember why I shoved a pole up through your butt. I cannot recall.
With this. I think it was because I stole your money.
When he says that, Felita goes, "Oh yeah, speaking of the hole in the butt thing," and rolls the D100.
Oh, here comes the pine tree.
Oh, God damn it.
Here comes the pain.
I'm also going to cast Mage Hand to try to soothe my moose.
Okay.
Give him little scratches.
And Mage Hand has a plus...
Nothing.
Nothing, okay.
And 15
Absolutely
pounds
nothing.
Of pressure.
It's just a hand.
10.
It goes over to touch the moose, and the pressure of the moose flying wildly is more than 10 pounds.
Can I stop it?
With the Mage Hand?
No.
If it's like floating like a gyroscope.
It's like a gyroscope.
Yeah, so there's no weight to
Tom
it.
Tom pushed it with his finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pushing it forward, yeah.
Yeah. Could he unpush it forward?
I mean, it's not moving forward right now.
Can I like, just fucking animal handling
the ground?
You could try again.
15.
The gyroscoping slows down a good bit. He's kind of upside down at this point and still freaking out.
I'm going to turn him right up and give
his
him
his eyes are wide in terror.
Get a little kiss up.
Vomit caked all over his fur.
I'm going to kiss his little snout.
He tastes like vomit.
Now I'm going to get on.
Upside down?
No, I said I turned him right side up. Oh, you turned right side up. I could kiss his little snout.
Okay. I mean,
Jeffrey,
you can kiss it upside
you've
down.
You've done such a good
I've seen
job.
Spider-Man. Spider Moose.
You hungry? I see that you...
He's not hungry.
Are you hungry?
He does not look hungry right now.
Here.
He does not
eat
look
these clementines.
Like he has...
I'm gonna feed the moose.
It shakes its head like, I'm okay.
I'm gonna open his mouth and throw.
And you just shove a rotten clementine in
a couple of them.
A couple of them.
Who's a hungry boy?
Animal handling.
You're a growing little boy. That's a 15.
I mean, he eats them. Yeah, he glubs them down. He doesn't seem happy about it, but he does.
You need your strength to get through the mountains.
Sure, Felita, you rolled the die.
Mm-hmm.
What's your D100?
18.
18. That's pretty
butterflies.
Dope.
In the sky.
It doesn't seem like anything has happened there's no enemies around, so nothing seems to happen right now.
I mean, there is.
You hear a...
Except Tom goes...
Yeah, he looks very uncomfortable. Like, oh, God. But nothing seems... There's no effect is recorded. If that makes sense. Some of these effects only go off if there are targets, whereas some of them can affect anything.
Felita shakes it and is like, damn thing's busted.
How's your
Does that set it off again?
He's like, well, sure, roll a D100.
What? Does it? Really?
Yeah, you shook it up.
You shook it.
But I didn't release
it. You shook it on purpose. You don't have to release it. You just shook it.
Sometimes
on
you just purpose.
Oh, no.
Like cummies.
I got a 70.
A 70.
Shaking around. Ugh, Pip pukes. Well, my for dick the pukes.
All right, Felita. High low.
I don't want to.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Hi.
Okay. Let's see here.
Everybody's dead. Roll credits.
Let's see.
Jeffrey.
Tom reaches
Gizzard's
Jeffrey.
One. Hoyt's two. Felita's three. Clancy's four.
Two, 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 two. I love winning.
Felita, you feel tingly, but you don't know why.
That's rough.
Where?
I don't know, in her butthole.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
You've just been sitting on that saddle too
long. Just feel,
GameStop's
you just
about
feel
to
tingly. You don't, it passes pretty quickly. You don't know what it means, but you feel tingly.
Just a fleeting butthole tingle.
Tom also is very pale in the face, and he's just like, oh, God.
Stop. It's like pulling pipe cleaners out of your penis.
But on the inside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to keep
like
it clean.
The, like through the outside in.
Yeah, you got to keep it clean.
And also
did
you're hungover.
Did Juan just transfer poop from Felita to
you
Tom's
don't know what it did.
Mouth?
Felita notices nothing other than
right.
a small tingle.
I guessed it right.
Sure, if you think so.
Dennis is smiling.
Anyway, hey, look.
I'm smiling because he said poop.
Tom.
Yeah, my name's Tom.
Look, I know you were my boss. I was just being disrespectful. Look, we're going to need you to guide us the best way through the mountains.
Well, I would need to get in front of you then.
Yeah.
Do you want me to cast fly on your
I don't
your
want
horse?
You to do literally anything in my vicinity. Also, it wouldn't do you any good anyways.
Oh, no way.
Horse weighs 10,000 pounds.
I'm not going to try it.
He's like, no, I won't shoot you or nothing.
Oh, I'm not worried about death.
Okay.
I've met them.
Sure. So he just scooches around the rest of the group to get in the front.
Do you want to give Jeffrey a kiss?
Not at all.
All right.
Jeffrey, give him kisses.
Kiss him.
Jeffrey looks... Jeffrey looks worse for wear, I'll say.
Is he hungry?
Like he's got a 1,000-yard stare. His tongue's hanging out of his mouth. And he's just like,
He does that to me so often.
I've got a story about that.
But yeah, so Tom starts to lead you through the pass.
Once we get there, Jeffrey, we'll bake some banana bread and you'll be all right. I know you love it with little walnuts on top.
Jeffrey, not hungry for banana bread. So the pass takes maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And there's lots of offshoots, but Tom just seems to know exactly where he's going. He leads you all the way to the other end of the mountain pass, where there's another one of these sort of rectangular fire things, a beacon.
Did we light the first one?
No, you didn't.
Hoyt said he did.
Why would we do that?
You did?
I did, but we skipped over it. It's good.
Why would we do
that? You just talked about
that?
Gondor for 20 minutes. I don't
know. No, I thought he lit
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Gundam.
Oh, I didn't hear
you. He talked about Gundam for 20
Gundam,
minutes.
Gundam, yeah.
Gundor.
But you go over to the other end, and you notice it's a This time it's not a slope. It is a just a straight drop down.
Sign.
It's a peak, I guess. A sheer rock wall that goes all the way down to the ocean, hundreds of feet below. But you do see the ocean.
I also feel that tingling down below.
There's the end.
Hey, we getting close. Can't wait to get crabs again.
Can you feel me now?
Fucking weirdo.
Hey. Well, I guess with this dire moose, I can float down very gently down to the water.
Well, sure.
I mean, the moose don't know how to fly, but yeah. If you cast fly on yourself and we all piled on.
I already used it.
You only have one slot for fly.
That's right.
You guys haven't rested in a while.
I haven't rested.
Y'all want to take a nap right here?
No, I don't.
I'm feeling kind of sleepy.
You look
perfect. I'll punch him in the jaw.
Okay.
With a sneak strike.
Cha-cha!
Okay.
Bag of potatoes.
Bag of potatoes. Yeah, in the middle of conversation, Dale
Boyd. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, punches Gizzard right in the jaw. Gizzard falls asleep on the moose. The moose looks immediately relieved. Thank God.
I give him a little scratchy on his ear.
The moose seems to be into it.
Kiss on his nose.
Less into it.
Oh,
but also, sorry. The moose is still tastes like vomit.
So. It's all right. I'm a drunken caster. I'm used to it.
Tom's like, all right, I mean, now what's your plan?
Wait till fly recharges.
Okay, your whole plan relies on one guy casting fly on everything. Well, I can tell you right now, it's not going to work out.
Cast fly on everything.
Yeah, you know Featherfall.
Me? I don't do magic.
I mean, you said you built this place, so do you have a way down there?
No, I don't want to get down to the ocean. That's the point.
But that's where we're going to go. So you should figure it out before I just push you down there.
That's a pretty good deal.
He's like, you guys, okay, just set up camp, and I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look around and see if I can't figure something out. You guys go to sleep. Fucking
monkey.
Whatever.
Monkey. Dance on his head while he's sleeping.
Okay, the monkey does. Monkey dances on his head, still dripping a little bit of poop. It's loose end.
Who is? Me or monkey?
Both.
Yeah.
Banana bread. So are you guys setting up camp as Tom tries to figure out his next move? Okay. So you guys set up camp. It's getting dark at this point.
I wake up.
It's getting dark in here.
And after a little while, you don't see Tom anymore.
We're watching him, though.
Yeah, and he just kind of walks off.
I'd follow him.
Okay.
I got elf eyes.
You got elf eyes?
Yeah, I'm a half elf.
What does that mean, elf eyes?
I can see in the dark and shit.
Yeah, but like he goes around corners and shit.
In Lord of the Rings, elf eyes are.
I can see around corners and shit.
And better than human eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elves don't see around corners.
Well, let me try to follow him.
They do if they have condors.
Who died made you king of the fucking elves?
I guess I would try to follow him, but if I failed, I failed.
I mean, if you want to follow him, you can. You know for a fact he can't get very far anyways.
Okay. Well, that's fault. I don't got to sleep real good, so.
Okay.
A terrible napper.
But a hell of a crapper.
But he comes back after about 2 hours. And he's like, all right. I think I found a way down. He's like, so we can either rest here till you guys get all your hit points back and whatnot, because you're all cut up and fucked up.
All and what?
Your health until you feel better about yourselves.
Oh,
a little beauty sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's never going to happen. I'm severely depressed.
Well, I have a cure for that. It's called me throwing you over this mountain.
We already tried that.
Hey, when in doubt, try again.
Hey, y'all.
Literally nobody said that.
I had an idea, y'all.
Just now. I patented it. TMR.
Tom made it real.
Tom made it reproved.
So, I gotta poop.
Do you guys want to go now or rest fully for the night and then go?
Well, time is probably of the essence. We can sleep on the boat.
Yeah, I don't really want to wait and have a bunch of demon babies up our butt.
Mm-hmm.
Roll an intelligence check.
4.
Hoyt's stupid.
13.
Hoyt's drunk.
Gizzard is slightly less stupid.
3.
Felita's so goddamn dumb.
God damn it,
Jesus.
Felita.
Number 3 in the car.
Felita's picking her nose and eating it.
13.
We should. Goddamn. We should get a timeshare for Felita.
Clancy and Cat and Gizzard are the geniuses of the group. You guys are pretty sure, based on the movement speed of the demons and the sheer cliff, that it would take them quite a long time for them to get up to where you are.
Like, yes, a but why time. Waste any time?
Exactly. I'm just letting you know, giving right. you options.
We still have a ticking clock.
Sure.
You don't just fuck around in Hubtown, in the hub, right, in Fallout 1, just because you have 120 days, because before long, that water chip is broken, and Vault 13, the dead.
And then the moon starts to come all to over. The earth,
so.
Yeah.
Whatever. So Tom then leads you over to a spot that he thinks would be the most passable to get down towards the water. It is still a fairly steep slope, but looks like it was used by bootleggers of some sort to get down there.
And we're wearing boots, right?
Yes. And we have legs.
So we should be
fine.
For
now, you have legs. That's true. For now. He's like, I don't think it's going to be the easiest with mounts to get down this.
Oh, well, luckily our mounts magically disappear and reappear whenever we want them to.
Okay, so you can just leave them here and then they'll just show up again later?
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jim.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Sure.
Dismissed.
They just hang out.
I said good day, Jeffrey.
Should right. I?
Jeffrey just leaves.
They start throwing rocks at him. Get out of here.
Well, Dale points is not Dale, magical yeah, because Dale doesn't operate off the same rules as the rest of you.
Yeah.
Dale's not from hell. He's not
what
beholden
the fuck are you doing?
To the
devil. Do you know what we're trying we're... to do?
No, Daisy? Dale doesn't know that you guys are from hell.
Daisy.
So that's why Dale doesn't find it strange that we haven't killed Smiling Tom yet, which is our entire
Well,
mission.
I thought it was for the notoriety, because, like, if people hear what you did, they get scared of you.
We stopped doing notoriety around episode 5.
Oh, all right.
Because yeah. well, we went ran away when we were on a very fast track.
Yeah, but I selected defeat.
Almost universal despicableness.
I chose the background of folk heroes so that people might have heard of me before, and then now I've captured Smiling Tom, so I feel like
well,
that's
great,
like a
Dale. There ain't no
huge.
People no more. They're all dead. Well, not
I mean,
all. But
Dale who captured Tom. That's what they
sure,
call me.
That's what all three of you will call him.
Should I kill Jeffrey? Is that we're getting rid of our mouse?
There goes no, old captured
maybe no.
Tom Dale.
He can get back to wherever. It just, you know, maybe don't.
I slap my horse on the butt and say, get on, get.
Okay. So as you
I'm gonna slap
through. Cheeks or mooses
cheeks is a,
or
is a good
whatever
name
you want to do
horse,
to make your
right.
mounts Harry Henderson themselves away. And you guys ready for your descent down the very dangerous slope? Jeez. That is what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch is brought to you by the Patreon producers, the OG Lone Ranger, Big Jim, the Knock Lord, Chronic Skinner, B-Mel, Shanta Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, God King. Red Panda Snatch.
Oh my god.
Brazen.
God King.
Snatch them.
Sapper Supreme them. And Oshawar. You want to support the show? You can do so all over the internet on these stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorseBase.com, DickBlood.me, DickBlood.club, Cornhub.icu, LizardTeets.com, Mook Milk. Nope.
Mook.
You fuck it up literally
yeah,
every time.
I've only nailed it once. Mook, there it is. Mook.
Catholic school.
.com. Buy these. Viagra.com. LouisianaPocketGophers.com. Damn you, Dennis.com. BirdsWithPenises.com. Chickums.church. That's double
Chickums.
K in there. Or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast. Want to support the show but can't do it financially? That's all right, you dumb dick. Go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you can leave a 5-star review. For every episode, we don't have one.
Hit him.
Our beautiful little chunky boy here gets hit.
Not in the face.
So?
Not the face.
Today, you have earned your freedom, Chunky, as we have a 5-star review to be read.
That's correct.
Nice.
Hit 5 stars. N64 Josh. What a guy. 06-06-2023. The sheriff is in town. Currently on the show and having a great time.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over all over the internet. Gozer_music. Gozer just had a vinyl come out.
Whoa.
Pretty dope. listened to it. Had mine shipped yesterday. It's great. Thank you to the birthday girl, Emily Swan. You can support her all over the internet at a swan named Emily's. Swan. And as always,
as you caress your gyroscopic moose until it barfs, scream botched. And we'll hear you.
We'll see you next week, parents.
As you make a poor, unsuspecting animal fly and have no
idea
how to move.
You spin my donkey round, right round, till it vomits, baby, right round, 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 round.
I should have slit Jeffrey's throat.
The moose?
Why are you so murdery today?
He hates mounts. Like, he always kills
these
horses.
These ones hit different, don't they?
He likes to skin them and eat them.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad. You can support Jen by checking out her other podcasts like Horse Girls and all your podcatchers. You can also check her out on social media or Twitch at Jenna Chill, chill with one L. And you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
I don't know. I feel like I did.
I don't feel like
we can barely remember what movies we watched.
I got the whole list at home. I don't.
Well, there's a Chonky list and there's a everyone else list.
Yeah, but I mean, mine's accurate.
Chonky list is incomplete because he hasn't been here. It's basically like
Chonky gets
amnesia.
Chonky
because he's been gone for.
I tried to get Chonky there last.
I had to explain to one of my workers today that I live in a 2-day window, and you can't ask me about what time you clocked out on Tuesday last week because I don't know.
A 2-day window?
It's like the Langoliers eat his brain.
He's like a mayfly.
Everything in the past.
Yeah, he's got a goldfish brain.
Okay.
I believe they call
sometimes they forget to breathe.